From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the Jennings Creek wildfire on the New York and New Jersey border has now burned more than 3,500 acres and is still expanding this morning. Crews have about 20% containment on the blaze. Much of the fire remains inaccessible to crews trying to build containment lines around it. Crews are battling not just the fire, but grief after the death of a park ranger in New York. 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez died when a tree fell on him Saturday. A GoFundMe has been set up by his family. The entire state of New Jersey is pretty much under a severe drought. Reservoir levels are dangerously low, and hundreds of wildfires have broken out. But there is one silver lining. The drought has led to the best grape harvest for New Jersey wineries. Devin Perry, executive director of the Garden State Wine Growers Association, says the lack of rainfall has led to a higher quality of grapes, which will lead to wonderful wines next year.
We have beautiful growing conditions that are very similar to California. And here we are in New Jersey with a wonderful harvest and a great vintage to come in 2025.
New Jersey's grape harvest started in mid-August and just ended at the beginning of this month. Former U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan will become the nation's border czar when President-elect Trump takes office in January. Homan says he won't hesitate to deport those who are in the country illegally, something he claims the current administration has not done.
You have a right to claim asylum. You have a right to see a judge, and we make that happen. But at the end of that due process, if the judge says you must go home, then we have to take them home. And because if we're not, what the hell are we doing?
Homan says he also plans to resume large-scale worksite raids, which he says have stopped under President Biden. Meantime, Trump continues to fill spots in his incoming administration. He's expected to name Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. He's also tapped former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency and New York Representative Elise Stefanik to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Sunny, windy, cold, and yes, dry. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. Chilling out, drying out, and getting blown away a little bit today. It's going to stay windy through this afternoon with mostly sunny skies and dry weather yet again. Temperatures stuck in the lower 50s at best. You're going to want that jacket through the rest of today. And especially tonight, too, it's going to be clear and cold. A freeze is likely for most of New Jersey with lows around 30. Tomorrow, sunny skies, lighter winds with an early December-ish chill in the air. Highs only around 50. And we'll be around 50 on Thursday. Cloudy and cool, with a few late-day rain showers possible on Thursday, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, it is 47 in Rockaway, 51 in Franklin, 54 in Beach Haven. Weather brought to you by Lester Glen Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glen Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seeker? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this fall from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at LesterGlen.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.